Good morning, everybody. There's the music, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of Raider Rap. I'm your host, Dusty Bud, sports director at KYMN Radio. We got a fun show lined up for you today. We're going to be speaking with representatives from the girls' track and field team. The track and field teams just wrapped up the Big Nine Championships. They are gearing up for sections coming up this next week. We're going to hear from some of the captains of that team and get their thoughts on the season up to this point, their individual events, and what they hope to accomplish in the section meet coming up this next week. Then we'll also be doing a recap and letting you know a little bit about what some other Raider sports teams, a lot of postseasons are starting up this week or starting up today or getting going next week. So very busy week in Raiderland in the spring sports as the school year and the spring sports season slowly winds down. Let's go ahead. I'm not going to waste any more time though, because they're nice enough to come in on a Memorial Day weekend and a beautiful Saturday, and I've got them cooped up here in the radio station, but only for a couple minutes, girls. Appreciate you coming in. I've got Grace Atchison, Elizabeth Atchison, and Emma Rattler from the girls track and field team. I'm going to bring them on and say good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
How's everyone doing?
Good.
Pretty good. Well. These guys are all pros to the show, so you guys know what's going on here. I guess Emma, we'll start with you. Just real quick, a brief recap overall of how the girls track and field team has done so far this season.
We have actually been really successful this season. Overall, like, we have been scoring pretty well in meets and just been improving as the season's gone on.
Okay. Let's go ahead and bring on Elizabeth. I want to ask you guys, had a very nice showing at the Big Nine Conference meet. I believe second place as a team.
Yes.
If I'm not, can you just go ahead, and I'm going to have you move that microphone a little bit closer to there, Elizabeth. Just talk about what went well at the Big Nine Championships.
So we had a lot of runners and event jumpers and throwers make finals, which was really key to making up those points that we needed. We actually only lost the championship by 2 points to Rochester Century.
Okay.
But making finals and just like pushing multiple like runners per event through to those really gained us a lot of points.
Grace, can you talk about how that works? You know, Elizabeth talks about getting runners through to the finals and getting multiple runners. Can you explain how the scoring system or the point system or what it takes to accomplish that in a track meet?
Yeah, so it's about the top eight that make finals, right?
Okay.
And so you get points if you make finals, and if you don't make finals, then you don't get points.
Okay.
But I don't know the exact logistics on how the points work. Maybe Elizabeth knows more about that.
So first place gets like 12 points or something like
okay.
that, and then it just decreases as you go down to 8 places. The 8th place gets 1 point.
So you could feasibly, if you have a really strong sprinting team, you could have 3 or 4 of your same team
sure.
in the finals.
Sure, yeah.
No problem. Okay, great. Okay. Emma, talk about, can you explain, you do the shot put and the discus, so as we talked about the field in track and field, you do those events. Can you explain those a little bit and you know, how the scoring works and everything like that and how that all plays out?
Absolutely. So it's similar to the running, but it's a little bit different. So for shot put and discus anyway, I'm not quite sure about how the jumping and pole vault work.
Right.
But it's actually top 9 for finals. And that scoring, I don't know, it's a little bit different. That one was like 18 for first place, 16 for second place, and just kind of going down the line a little bit, decreasing in points. But each point, it matters, as it kind of showed in the meet a little bit.
And if I'm not mistaken, do you get multiple chances in your shot put and discus? Is it one shot, and if you have a bad throw, that's it, you're done? Or do you get like 2 or 3 and take the best out of those?
Well, so there is the kind of, there's the original flights that you're in. So in our past meet, there was just 4 flights.
Okay.
And then the top 9 throwers out of those 4 flights go into the finals. And so in each flight, you get 3 throws.
3 throws, okay.
And then in the finals, it's an additional 3 throws.
Okay. And you take your best one out of those 3 in the flight portion of the event? You take your best, or do you add it all 3 up, and that's what your score is to get into the finals?
So it's the best score out of all 3, and if you get finals, it's your best out of those 6 then.
Okay, very good. Okay, sounds good. Again, we're speaking with Grace Atchison, Elizabeth Atchison, and Emma Rattler from the girls' track and field team. Elizabeth, you are going to be very busy at sections. You're going to be running in the 400 sprint, the 4x4, and the 800. Can you break down those events a little bit? Which are you excited for those events? And, you know, what are your goals when you go into those events coming up on Thursday?
Yeah, so I'm actually not running the 400 at sections.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
My mistake. You're running the 4x4 and the 800.
Yeah. Okay, I usually run the 4, though.
Okay. So the 4x4 and the 8. Let's talk about those events then.
So the 800, I broke the school record on Monday.
Okay.
So I'm going to be going for the state qualifying. I think I can get the standard time, which is like a 2:15.
Okay.
And then the 4x4, our team has a great chance at going to state again for hopefully the third time in a row. And we've got a lot of great, strong 400 runners on our team.
Okay.
We won conference last Thursday, and that was a blast.
Okay. Let's move it on over to Grace here. Grace, now, you're in that 4x4 relay team with Elizabeth. Can you talk about the other, and who are the other two girls that'll be in the relay with you guys?
Clara and Ella.
Yeah.
Clara and Ella, okay. And then, Grace, can you break down your other events? I believe are hurdles and triple jump you'll be doing at sections. And let's talk about hurdles a little bit and what made you get involved in doing hurdles in track and field.
So I started hurdles in, like, 8th grade. Well, I did it in 6th grade, and then I started being more, like, interested in it in, like, 9th grade in high school. In 10th grade, I qualified for the state meet in the 300 hurdles. And 100 hurdles have been good, but it's kind of more something I do for fun because I'm not exactly at the state level. So this year for sections, I'm doing the 300 hurdles, and we'll just see how that goes. It's a little more competitive with Rosemount in our section. And yeah.
Okay. And then the triple jump. Break that down a little bit.
I started triple jump a couple years ago. Again, it's another event that I just kind of do for fun. But hopefully make finals again in sections. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Again, we're speaking with Grace Atchison, Elizabeth Atchison, and Emma Rather from the Raider Girls Track and Field Team. Elizabeth, we'll go back to you and just talk about what were some of the goals that you set for yourself coming into the season, this being your senior year?
I and my other captains, we wanted to come back with another super strong season for our team. And I think we definitely kept that up. We've scored really high at all our meets, and we wanted to win conference again. That didn't happen, but we made a really great shot at it, and we came really close. So that's been a great goal for us.
Emma, break down sections a little bit and what you guys, your some of your competition and what your expectations are when you go into sections this week.
Well, we are going to be going against some bigger schools, which we haven't necessarily had to go against for competition-wise.
Did you guys jump up to a bigger class this year?
No, but just our section's pretty difficult.
Okay, just load. It's just a loaded section.
Yes,
got it.
It's
all
pretty
right.
difficult. We're against right. the Lakevilles and Rosemont, which are a little bit bigger than us.
Okay. Coming in, I mean, I guess what does the mentality have to be on the team as you get ready for this?
Well, of course, we've got to be working really hard in practice this week to try to start getting our best times, best distances, and just try to improve and try to get another personal record.
Okay.
At meets.
Sounds good. I'm going to ask all three of you this question. We'll start with Grace and just go down the row. Grace, your individual goals, expectations that you set for yourself coming into this year, times you wanted to accomplish, races you wanted to do well in.
Definitely for sections, I want to PR in all of my events. That would be amazing to do senior year. Really just get into the finals for 300 hurdles and triple jump, which I have in the past, so I think it's feasible. It would be awesome to go to state in those events, but we'll just see how it pans out. And then the 4x4, of course, go to state. That would be so great if we could do that again.
Okay. Elizabeth, same question. Your personal goals and expectations for yourself coming into the year.
Well, going into the year, I really wanted to break my personal record in the 400. And I'm not going to be running the 400 again this year, but I came close. I came like 6 tenths of a second within that. And then I wanted to make it in the 4x4 again. And now the 800 kind of came up as a surprise event for me, and I'm just going to see how that goes.
Okay.
Just do my best.
Have you run the 800, or are you going to, is this your first taste of it when you get into sections here?
I ran it two other times this year, and I also ran in the 4x8 a couple times.
Okay.
But before this year, I had never really done a lot with it.
Okay. All right. Good luck with that. And Emma, your personal goals, was there a distance you were trying to achieve this year, or what was some of the personal goals you set for yourself?
Absolutely. Honestly, to break it down into one sentence, I want to beat Annalie Olsen Sola. So last year, we were competing back and forth all the time, and I broke the school record, then she broke the school record in both events. We just kept going back and forth, back and forth, and she ended with it at the end of the year. And I've been trying to reach that this year. Haven't quite gotten there yet, but there's still time. Like, I'm close, but not quite there yet.
Are you? Do you like text her and say, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you.
Oh yeah, I was just talking about it last night. Actually,
very cool. All right, girls, as we go ahead and continue the interview, I just want to talk about what made you guys want to get involved in track and field as a sport for you. Obviously, you guys have been doing it for quite a few years, and just what made you want to stick with it and get involved with it in the first place. And Emma, we'll start with you, and just we'll go down the row again.
Actually, I had no idea what I was doing going into track originally.
Okay.
In sixth grade, I was a runner, and that was really surprising thinking back on that. And then seventh grade, I kind of got introduced to the throwing aspect of track and field. I'm like, this is a little bit more me. And then in high school, it's such a fun community to be with. It's just a good group of people. Just overall in track, it's a great group of people. It's fun experience. It's relaxed, but it's also very competitive.
Mm-hmm. Which you guys got to like a little bit. You like that competition. Absolutely. For sure. Elizabeth, same question. What made you want to get involved in track and field?
Well, Grace and I can probably answer this in a similar way. Yeah. But yep. Our parents both ran track and field in high school and college, and it wasn't ever pushed on us, but it was very much a part of our life growing up. And when we got to middle school track, we just had a blast. Mm-hmm. I did anyway.
Okay.
Grace.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted to keep going in high school and just keep getting better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grace, are you going to echo those sentiments pretty much?
Yeah.
About just it was your parents involved and then... Okay, very cool. And then and then we're going to go back one more time here. I want to talk about chemistry on the team. And I know that they're individual events in track and field, but it is still a total team. And just talk about, do you guys have any fun pre-race or post-race celebrations or speeches or cheers or anything like that before a race starts? Anybody? Or is it just... Yeah. Nose to the grindstone and let's race. I mean, I don't know. Like on the bus ride, you guys do anything sing songs or something like that? I don't know.
There's definitely Grace? Just a lot of bonding overall that happens. One thing that we've done a couple times this year is go out to eat after the meet, and that's always really fun.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a favorite spot that you go to, or is it a different spot all the time?
Well, when we're down by Winona or Rochester, we stop in Rochester on our way back, and there's a stop with like a whole bunch of different restaurants, Chipotle,
like the marketplace,
the marketplace, like that,
Okay, all right, very cool. And then, girls, as we go ahead and slowly wrap up, I want to talk about the sport of track and field is a very you are going up against other schools, other competitors. But it also seems like it's a sport, it's a very tight-knit community where if one of your competitors races really well, or on the flip side, if you race really well, do you guys go up, do you or your competitors for you guys come up and say, great race, good job, congratulations? I mean, I got to believe that if somebody does a PR or breaks their school record or state record or whatever, that's got to be pretty exciting for everybody involved, even if they maybe weren't doing it. Who wants to talk about that aspect, the camaraderie of track and field? Anybody?
Yeah,
Emma?
Absolutely, okay. Yeah. It's just a super cool experience. It's like everyone's just overall track's just kind of like a huge family is what it kind of seems to be. It's like going against your cousins. It's like you're gonna be super competitive with them, but it's like at the end of the day, it's like, hey, you're still part of the same thing, and you got to congratulate other people for it. So most of the time, like in the throwing aspect with this, it's like if someone throws their PR, then it's like, yeah, then I go up and give them a high five, like cheer for them a little bit, like, hey, that's super awesome, like you just hit a new mark, like that's so great. Or like at our last meet at conference, actually, one of the girls from our team hit her PR, and she was so excited. She'd been trying to break 100 feet in the discus for so long. She finally did it, and she was jumping and screaming for about 20 minutes. It was super cool.
And the other teams that you were going against came up and high five and congratulations.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. And now I got to think that with you guys having been a part of track and field for as long as you have, that there's got to be maybe some rivalries with individual runners, throwers, or schools. Who do you guys really like to compete against on opposing teams? You guys have one person or a team, for the 4x4 example, a team that you really like to go against and that you've gone against all these years? And I guess, Grace, we'll start with you and just go down the line. Anybody stick out to you?
For conference, Century was definitely our main rivalry.
Okay.
For sections, I guess, like for some events, Rosemount, just because they're so stacked and they're so good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Has there been people or teams that you've raced against individually that, like, with your hurdles or whatever, like a girl that you've run into every year in and year out all the time or anything like that?
A couple times. It kind of changes every year.
Okay,
you never know who's going to show up and be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I guess, Elizabeth, I'll ask you that same question. Have you developed a rivalry with any individual runner or school that you really like to compete against?
I would have to say the same as Grace. It kind of fluctuates.
Okay.
I'd say any Rochester team is a good competition for us. Owatonna has some really strong runners and field event.
Okay.
And field events too.
And Emma, that same question then. Teams that you really enjoy going up against, or maybe a discus thrower or a shot putter that you've gone against many times that you guys have really good competition.
Yeah. Last year it was crazy competition. This year a lot of those girls graduated, so
okay.
It's different kinds of competition, like the girls were saying here. But this year there's a girl from Lakeville North that's pretty good in the shot put, so I'm going to be going against her. And there's a girl from Mankato West that's pretty good in the discus, so that's going to be big competition for me.
Okay. And girls, as we wrap up, I'm just going to kind of one final question here. Is you guys have sections this next week. We're rooting you on. Hope you get to state as a team. If not, maybe as an individual events, get back to state. But when it's all said and done, what are you going to take away from being a part of the Raider track and field program? Because after this year, it's all done. You guys move on to the next phase in your life. And what are you going to take away, Emma, from being a part of the program all of these years? And I'll ask all three of you this, but Emma, we'll start with you.
Tough question. Just kind of like I was saying before, just kind of like that sense of family. Like, we had a couple throwers come back that were there here last year and came back, and it was the same kind of thing. They were just kind of there supporting us at practice, just kind of talking with them a little bit. Just sense of community, essentially.
Okay, very good. Elizabeth, same question. What are you going to take away from being a part of the program all these years as you move on in the next phase in your life?
I'd say definitely the relationships between athlete and coach, athlete and other athletes. There's nothing like cheering on your teammate when they do something great, and like just coming together as a team. Even though you're in individual events, you're still winning together.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Gray, same question?
Yeah, definitely what they said too, like the community aspect.
Community.
But also individually, like personal drive and motivation. Track is something where it's really up to you how well you want to do, how much you put into practices, how much you get out of it. Like, there's no cuts, but if you want to be the best, then you just have to try super hard. It's really up to that.
Okay, sounds good. Well, girls, I thank you so much for coming in. Good luck this next week at sections. I'm going to get hold of Carl to make sure we get your results, so next Saturday when I'm on, I can talk about how you guys did in that first day. It's a Thursday-Saturday split there. Okay, and last day of school on Friday. For you guys. Now, do you graduate on Saturday too? Or
Sunday.
Okay, because I know in the past the track and field events have cut into graduation, where you guys have had graduation, you've had the field events. But okay, so you guys are done with school on Friday, section championships. Well, girls, it's been so fun talking with you, and I know I've talked with you guys in the past for other sports and over the years and everything, so pleasure to be speaking with you, and I wish all three of you the very best in the next phase in your life when you go on. But take care of business first, sections and then state, right?
Yeah,
that's hopefully. Right. All right. Sounds all right. Good, girls. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank you.
It. That is Grace Atchison, Elizabeth Atchison, and Emma Rattler from the girls' track and field team. We'll take a quick break and be right back right after this.
Keep up with local news and events at KYMNradio.net. Terry Knight posts a daily newscast Monday through Friday, as well as updates and other community news. And it's free. You can sign up and have it all delivered to you in your email box, or stop by KYMNradio.net frequently. Look for updates on our Facebook page, too. Did I mention it's free? Check out our upcoming events calendar while you're there. KYMNradio.net. Still a friend you can count on.
All right, and welcome back, everybody, to Raider Rap. Boy, great conversation with those young ladies there. Wish them the best of luck as they move on, but it's the section
championships coming up on Thursday. This is for the boys, too. Boys have sections on Thursday as well, then moving in on into Saturday. So let's go ahead, and as far as other results, I've got a few results that happened on Monday, but there's also a lot of stuff that has happened in the last couple of days, and unfortunately, results are tough to find. I even went on the State High School League website to try to see if I could find them, and I couldn't really find too much. So I apologize if I'm a little behind or if I don't mention something. I just, a simple fact of I couldn't find the information. Start with the girls lacrosse team. The girls lacrosse team closed its regular season on Monday. Hold on 1 second. Sorry about that. The girls lacrosse team closed out the regular season on Monday with a 14-4 loss to Rochester John Marshall. Senior Allison Gates, freshman Ella Mayer, freshman Julia Peterson, and freshman Kaylin Hornke all scored a goal for the Raiders, who will still start the Section 1 tournament on Friday. Like I said, the bracket is yet to be released. They were gonna play yesterday, but those results were not available, so I'll know next week how they do. If I'm a betting man, I'm going to say that it was probably going to be a tough challenge for the Raiders to win that first game in section. But you know, stranger things have happened, so I'd be surprised if they won. But I could be completely out of touch right there, and you know, hopefully I am. That would be just fine. Let's see here. The boys golf team, they had a very successful meet. If Monday night was a preview for what's to come in the next few weeks, the golf might have a pretty successful postseason. They were at the Lake City Invite at the Jewel Golf Club, and the Raiders walked away with the team title in the 9-team field thanks to an eye-popping team score of 297. That was helped by a 72 from junior Owen Bernstorff, good enough for second overall, 73 from Danny Gill, a 74 from freshman Nate Stevens, and a 78 from sophomore Håkon Rusted. Northfield will travel Tuesday for a dual match against Mankato West before trekking Thursday to the Bridges Golf Course in Winona for the final day of the Big Nine Conference Championship. Again, unfortunately, those results not available as of right now. Northfield track and field, I already talked about them going on into Red Wing. And the Northfield baseball team falters in regular season finale. In a non-conference, non-section game to close the regular season Monday, the baseball team fell 4-2 against Park Center at Memorial Park in Dundas. Senior Joe Malka started and pitched two innings without allowing a base runner before senior Luke Johnson entered in the third and surrendered four runs. From there, junior Nate Lanthier, junior Nick Wagner, Kevin Grunhofer, and sophomore Gunnar Benson each pitched a scoreless inning of relief. Senior Mitchell Stanchina picked up the lone RBI for the Raiders, who also scored an unearned run and tally four hits. Northfield starts Saturday. They will take on, they are the fifth seed, and they are going to be taking on the second seed Winona Windhawks. That game is today at 1 p.m. at Winona. So baseball at Winona at 1 today. And the Raiders softball team, they're in the midst of their section tournament. They had a bye in the first round, had a nice victory earlier this week. And their next game, they're in the section semifinal. They will be taking on Winona this coming Wednesday at 4 p.m. in Austin. Should the Raiders win, they will move to the finals for a best of, I believe it's a double elimination tournament. So if they win, the team that plays them would have to beat them twice. And if they lose, then they have to go in the loser's bracket and play their way back up for an opportunity to win. But let's just have the Raiders win. And Winona's the team that knocked him out of the tournament last year, so it's going to be a very interesting thing. But however, Winona lost their really good pitcher from last year, so it's the Raiders to lose, and they're very, you know, let's wish them the very best of luck. And then the boys lacrosse team on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, they will start their section play against Mankato. They'll probably take it. It's the Lakevilles that you really have to worry about in section for boys lacrosse. That's who they're worried about, and that's, you know, they got to take care of business against Mankato first. I expect them to do that, and then it's going to be the Mankato, one of the Lakevilles coming up. So going to be a tough go of it for these Raider spring sports, but they're slowly starting to move on and keep going. So we'll continue to do it. I'm going to have one more week of Raider app. I'll be doing this next week, and then I'll be calling it for the summer. I got other summers kind of happening, so I got a few other things going on. But I'll be back next week to recap these scores and see where everyone is at here. So stay tuned for that, and hopefully have a live guest as well next week. So stay tuned. That's going to do it for Raider App for today. I want to thank again Elizabeth Atchison, Grace Atchison, and Emma Rattler from the Raider Girls Track and Field team for coming down again. They have sections, boys and girls track and field sections on Thursday and finals on Saturday. Have a good day.